The three steps of making offers and locking in profitable real estate wholesaling contracts. Let's talk about that. Okay, so we have a question that inspired these three steps. And hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and I'm also the creator of myempirepro.com. And today we're talking about the three steps of making offers and locking in profitable real estate wholesaling contracts. Let's talk about that, okay? So we have a question that inspired these three steps, and I should go through the question first, and then to make a little bit more sense with respect to the question when I give you the lesson, okay? And by the way, there should be a direct link to the blog post that elaborates details of the three steps. Okay, so the question says, how is it going? Good. I'm a new real estate investor out of the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Okay, congratulations. I made my first cold call and got my first appointment tomorrow. Congratulations. Okay, it's a two-unit apartment that has been vacant for 8 to 10 years. Okay, so that information is useful just to know how potentially motivated the seller may be, because the property, if it's not producing, okay, chances are, it's not guaranteed, okay? As chances are, they will be motivated to sell, okay? Hopefully at a deep discount, because that's the job of a wholesaler, to find deals, right? If you're basically focused on the acquisition side of things, your job is to find deeply discounted properties, all right? And find a way to lock it under contract. And then sell the contract, right? The rights of the contract. All right, so the person says he needs full rehab. So what do you mean by he needs full rehab? He needs full rehab, or the property needs full rehab? I don't understand that. And says he holds back taxes. Okay, so he would like to put in the work, but he holds taxes to the city, and then, you know, he needs to fix up the property because it's been vacant for 8 to 10 years too, right? And doesn't know how much back taxes they owes, right? So they don't really need to know how much back taxes they owe. If this person is motivated, then you can solve that problem by simply picking up the phone and call the city, as long as they're motivated. If they're not motivated, right, just ask, first of all, ask for a ballpark number, like, about how much do you think you owe? I know you may not know the exact amount, but like, how much, like, what do you say, like $100,000? No, maybe it's not up to $50,000. Okay, I'm just gonna put $50,000 just for the sake, okay, just to do the evaluation. And then they'll say, no, maybe you should put around 15. I think it's about around 15. Then they'll tell you, because you're just looking for a ballpark number. The real number will be pulled by the title company, and you can call the city later if it's that important too, okay? So he's asking for $25,000 and willing to negotiate the price. So he's asking price. There's nothing for me to reference it with, so I don't know if it's too high or too low, okay? And you don't know either. It sounds like you don't know, right? I'm struggling with finding out how much to offer. Well, you wouldn't know how much to offer if you don't know what the property is worth, right? So for this situation, it's a two-unit apartment, so it's still residential. Anything under four units, I think in most places in the United States, it falls under residential property. So you can easily pull comparables at empirebigdata.com and find out what that property is worth, okay, by simply looking in the area. 1 mile radius, okay, you find comparable sales that sold in the last 6 months to 12 months. I prefer 6 months, because here in New Jersey, that's the numbers we use, right? But for the most part, I just use 6 months. If there are no sales in a particular area within the last 6 months, you probably should not be dealing with properties in that area unless it's really, really motivated. And even in that case, I will partner with somebody on ground, because now these days we're talking more virtual wholesaling, right? Because there's no such thing as non-virtual wholesaling. It's 2000 and digital. Please wake up if you're still stuck in local or anything manual, okay? So I'm struggling with finding out how much to offer because I don't know how much it's a full rehab. Okay, so for a full rehab, there's a calculator at dealestimator.com that helps you as a wholesaler to estimate really quickly. If you're real estate investor, you need to actually have people to go look at the property and do an estimation for you, at least three contractors, if you're going to do the rehab yourself, right? And how much it holds. So you don't know these numbers. I would really appreciate any advice and helpful tips so I can move forward. So there are three steps to finding out how much you should offer a property. There are three steps to that, okay? The first step is to estimate the rehab cost. And like I said, if you're a wholesaler, you could use dealestimator.com as a free tool to do a quick estimation based on, is it a little bit of work? Is it a mild amount of work? Or is this a full gut rehab? The numbers are not designed to be the gospel truth. It's just for you to do an estimation and give an offer and test out their motivation level. If you're an investor, you will need to do a full-blown proper investigation of the property, unless you are savvy in the game and you know what you're doing, and in which case you don't have to have all of that. But we designed the calculator based on my experience in the game as well too. All right, so that's step one, estimate the rehab cost. Step two, you need to find out what the property is worth today in this market if it was completely fixed up. It's called after repair value, ARV for short, acronym ARV, after repair value. It's a number you're gonna use a lot, okay? Again, if you go to empirebigdata.com to learn how to pull comparables, it's a tool that you can use for 7 days and pull comparables and see what a property is worth. And basically you pull data from the last sales data in the last 6 to 12 months within 1 mile radius of the subject property. The subject property means the property that is in question, the one that you have interest in, right? The step three is to use that number to calculate a maximum allowable offer. So you want to multiply that by something we call the equity spread factor. It could be 75%, it could be as low as 65%, and if you're lucky enough, it could be as low as 55%. The lower the better, but no more than 75%. In a highly competitive market, it'll be high, maybe up to 80% sometimes, right? So you multiply that factor, let's use 70% just for the sake of example. You multiply that factor by 70%. So let's say they told you the property, you did a estimation of average sales in the area is $100,000. You multiply that by 70%, that's $70,000. And then you adjust $70,000 for the cost of repair, the estimated cost of repair, which you need to know. How much money do you think is gonna work? You need to ask the homeowner this question. So if they are motivated enough, they will share some details with you. Oh, I need to build a roof, maybe about $12,000. Most homeowners will be able to give you a ballpark number, or you can use the tool at dealestimator.com to determine how you're gonna do that, all right? And those are the three steps to determine the maximum allowable offer. And the offer, all you need to do is ask them, would you consider something around $25,000? And just see what they say. You know, if they're motivated, they will continue a conversation with you. If they're not motivated, they will cut you out, and then you can keep it moving to the next. You shouldn't have too much time for any one particular person. You should have a pipeline, and you should just be calling people until you find your first deal. You wanna learn how to build a pipeline? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.